Welcome to Lawgical, the first regular podcast navigating legal processes in the UAE. I'm Tim Elliott, and I'm here with the managing partner of the Dubai-based legal firm HPL Yamalova & Plethka. Ludmilla Yamalova is our expert. I'm looking forward to talking to you again, Ludmilla.
Tim, thank you for being here. Always a pleasure to be chatting with you.
In this episode, we're talking through how to report a missing person in Dubai. Now, if you ever find yourself in what is an incredibly difficult situation, knowing the proper steps can really make all the difference. And Ludmilla, there is a set procedure here in Dubai to report a missing person, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. There is a set procedure, and it's important but perhaps raise awareness what this procedure is, because believe it or not, we've dealt with many cases related to missing persons, and perhaps as basic as it may seem, it actually isn't so for a lot of people.
So what are the requirements, first of all, for reporting a person as being missing?
Well, I mean, first of all, I guess the purpose of this, the service itself, is to allow to allow family to try to identify where their missing person, where maybe their relatives or their friends might be. So it's a free service through the Dubai Police, and it allows ultimately to communicate with the Dubai Police to report a missing person. And this obviously ensures that necessary actions are taken promptly to locate the missing person or the missing individual. So that's kind of the purpose of the service. Now, in terms of the requirement for reporting a missing person, you need to submit documents. So you need to visit the police station, and then you need to present certain documents. And this part of the documents that are kind of the basic documents that you're required to submit is it's either a passport copy or the MSID of the missing person. And then sometimes the police may ask for additional documents, but otherwise they will accept the report about the missing person after that person was missing for at least 48 hours. With regards to how soon they accept the report. So after the initial 48 hours, once you've approached the Dubai Police or the police station, they will lodge the report, or they open the case right away. Sometimes they may, in addition to sort of documents such as the identification documents, they may request additional evidence, for example, some personal belongings of the missing person, like used clothes or toothbrush. And generally speaking, the person who is inquiring about the missing person should have some sort of relationship to that person. It could be, for example, relatives, it could be friends, it could be roommates, or it could be legal counsel.
Okay, so this is a free service. What's the process, the actual, you know, nuts and bolts of reporting a missing person?
Yeah. So first, when you have a missing person, the starting point you need to know is that you need to go to the police to report the missing person. Now, which police station? Those of us who live in the UAE know that there are many police stations. So which police station do you go to? So the requirement is that you go to the police station in the same area where the missing person resides. For example, if the missing person lives in, let's say, Al Barsha area in Dubai, you should report to Al Barsha police station. And in those cases where you're not sure which police station is responsible, then you need to call the Dubai Police general number, which is 999, and they will guide you from based on the information you provide to them, which police station would be the right avenue for you to report the missing person's case.
Okay. How long does it take to submit a missing person's report?
So if you have the relevant documents, and as I mentioned earlier, the basic documents are that you need to have the identification documents of the person for obvious reasons that you are looking for, and depending on sort of the circumstances of, the disappearance, you may need to, or the police may ask additional documents such as some personal belongings. Sometimes they may ask for confirmation of your relationship with the missing person, additional contact details. They may ask for information of the missing person's parents or guardians, again, depends on the circumstances of the person. And the requirement is that you can basically, the complaint is ripe to be submitted after 48 hours of the person's disappearance. So after that, once you go to the police station, kind of having met all this list of so-called requirements, and then the police accepts the report right there on the spot. They log the in the system, and they'll give you a case number or like a reference number through which you will be able to trace or track the updates or the status updates about the particular person. And also, as part of this request, the police obviously will log the person who is inquiring about the missing person's details so that they know how to communicate and who to communicate with.
How often are queries like this relevant? You don't hear a great deal of cases like this in the UAE, I guess. But I mean, it happens, doesn't it? People do go missing.
They do. And honestly, this is why we're doing this, is because it's become obvious to me, especially in the last, few months or years, that there's a lot more of these cases that happen and people don't know what to do about it. We recently had a case that kind of prompted this discussion now, is that it's a person went missing and the roommates did not know what to do, where to turn to. And then obviously, well, the UAE is generally a very safe country, but the reports of missing persons do occur. And therefore, it's important to understand and have a very clear and efficient process in place. The services that the Dubai police or the police stations provide are important to be aware of, because the police is there to help in such cases. You'd be surprised. There's a lot more of these missing persons events or cases that happen than one would think, knowing how safe Dubai is. And we in our practice encountered a lot more than one. It's just the reason we're talking about it now is because we had recently a case like this, and it just the sort of the level of questions made us realize, oh my goodness, it's just some such basic information. People still don't know where to even begin. That's why I thought this would be helpful for us to share with the broader audience, to give some sort of a roadmap of what they can do in such cases.
It's fascinating, actually. It's something I don't really think about, and I wouldn't know where to start myself, apart from going to a police station. But it wouldn't occur to me to go to a police station in the area that a missing person lives, etc. You mentioned this has come to light recently, and you're starting to realize that we need more information, if you like. Have you got examples that you can give of missing persons cases in Dubai?
Yeah, and there's very specific examples in my practice here, but obviously this is outside the scope of this discussion, but at a very high level. So for example, tourists might get lost while exploring the city and kind of fail to return to their accommodation. That happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And then let's face it, Dubai is very popular with tourists, and a lot of tourists come here. There's a lot to do here. And so there's a lot of fun to be had. And you can imagine many of these tourists go on these fun adventures and for one reason or another lose their way back. So this happens all too often. And imagine if, let's say, they came without their family or friends and that person fails to come back into their accommodation. It's like, where do you begin? Who do you call? Do you report to the hotel? So that's one example where such cases happen. And this is perhaps also why there's this requirement of at least 48 hours of disappearance, because in cases like tourists, we've seen a lot of cases where somebody doesn't come home only because they show up the next morning. they decided to venture out somewhere else for the night. So you don't want to be bothering the services or the security, obviously, the police, with every single circumstance where a tourist in particular is missing for one night. But there's definitely there are cases that are fairly commonly happen with that we've come across with tourists disappearing. There could be also, so for example, residents also can go missing due to personal reasons or misunderstandings with family and friends. And for obvious reasons, the family would be concerned and want to do something about it. So there's that. There could also be cases of children that, who might sort of wander away from their guardians in public areas or otherwise also may have sort of a disagreement or a misunderstanding with either at school or their friends or their family. You know, children can go missing. We've had some cases, for example, where friends of clients have gone missing because of the mental illness, for example somebody has a mental episode in a mall, and we've represented several clients like this where all of a sudden they don't they have no contact with the person, they don't even know where to start. The person left early in the day and they've just sort of disappeared. And so we've had cases where, for example, in that case, we'd go to, if we knew that the person where the person was last seen, perhaps because of the way they communicated with their family or friends, now you go to that particular place. And so what happened in our case is that we went to the mall and then talked to the mall security and they told us, yes, there was a person here. They had a sort of a mental breakdown. They had sort of a mental illness of sorts. And so the Dubai police came and ultimately transported this person to a mental institution. So we've had several cases like this. There have been some cases, and this is kind of one of the recent case that prompted this discussion today, is we had some clients who were whose friends went missing as part of like an apartment raid. So there was a raid on the apartment by the authorities, by the police and CID, and the whole flat of people have gone missing, and their family abroad are wondering what happened to their family members. And obviously it's, when you are not in the country, it's so much more, everything is a lot more, it's a lot more so disconcerting. And because it's, you cannot personally go in and find out yourself what's going on. So, so everything sort of gets amplified, the fear and gets amplified. And so and these cases happen quite often. We've had a number of cases like this, exactly like that, where a person would go missing as part of some sort of a raid. In this case, for example, and the raids can happen for different reasons. In this particular case, there was some sort of a drug bust. Then the authorities had been, observing particular groups of people. And so there was a raid that was made on kind of multiple apartments. And as part of the raid, a number of people were taken away. And so sometimes people, they're going to get mixed up in these raids, have nothing to do with sort of the underlying alleged crime or allegations. Sometimes they are at the core of it. But that being said, they're still missing and the family all of a sudden loses contact. We've also had cases of sort of residents where a family from abroad would call and say, listen, our so-and-so flew into the country and they were in contact with us when, let's say, as they were landing and then they disappeared. What happened? How do we find out about them? We've also had family from abroad, from all the way from the West, from North America, reaching out to us and said, all of a sudden, our family members were there and just wasn't feeling well, and now we have no contact with him or her. What do we do? So, the examples are numerous. It's not always that, and as I've just laid out, it's not because necessarily something criminal happened to this person, right? It's not because they were gunned down on the street. I mean, that's thankfully is not our reality here. But there is so many other reasons why a person would go missing. And knowing that there is a system through which you can check, and the system is pretty pretty efficient and accessible, that certainly gives at least a starting point for family to start obtaining information so that they can put an action plan in place to decide, you know, how to, you know, either just wait, or at least how to help their loved ones.
How could family members from abroad find out where missing relatives might be?
Yeah, so I mean, one way of doing it is you can contact the Dubai Police, and then that would be the general Dubai Police number is like 999, and you can report the missing person. And so sometimes it's more difficult to do because there's a language barrier, and the family abroad may not even have the documents, right? So because here in the UAE we're all used to Emirates ID. Well, your family abroad. Mm. May have your passport copy, but certainly not Emirates ID. And so they may not have the documents. They may not know exactly which station, police station to call, because they don't really understand what it's like. You know, what does it mean living in Albarsha or living in, you know, in the Greens, for example. So they don't know which police station to call specifically. There's different ways of them to deal depending on, again, the circumstances. One way is also to contact the embassy or the consulate. That's kind of the starting point, especially if you don't have anybody on the ground and you suspecting something a little perhaps more serious, and especially if, let's say, if somebody's flying into the country and all of a sudden they disappear. So embassy is always a good place to start. We've dealt a lot with embassies as well. And that's one. Two is you just call the police and they'll submit the documents the police would require if you have those documents. And then, you know, another is just coordinating through local contacts. So if you have any family or friends on the ground, you can coordinate with them. And we've been involved in a number of those kinds of cases. And then I guess finally, perhaps one of the most effective ones is if you hire a local advocate and who can approach authorities on your behalf. Not only, and the advantage of a local advocate is that not only can they inquire and obtain information about what happens to your family or friend, but also be able to ultimately either represent them in that particular case or help out in other ways to secure sort of the person's release. It doesn't always have to be local advocate, because in our cases, as I've described before, we've had cases where the person had a sort of a mental breakdown. So we've had to go and visit the institution and sort of work with the health authorities to help identify family member, kind of communicate to the family, making sure that, or assuring them that the person or their family and their relatives were well taken care of, and then sort of kind of act as a bridge and then ultimately help the family come into the country and to help them sort of manage the relationship of discharging their relatives from the hospital and ultimately leaving the country, for example. So there's different ways, depending on the circumstances, different ways that people from abroad can find out about what happens with their relatives and friends in the UAE.
It's so interesting. It's not something I've ever pondered at any great length. Let's just conclude around this podcast up a little bit. What would you say in conclusion?
Well, I think knowing how to report a missing person is crucial to ensure timely action by the authorities as well. Remember, while the Dubai police or any other police in other Emirates are there to help in such cases, and this service is there. There's a specific service that exists, and it's designed to make reporting process pretty straightforward, and it's also free. Therefore, it's not one of those places that if somebody has gone missing, there isn't a particular place for you to turn to be able to obtain information. So the service is there, the authorities are there, and historically, and I speak from experience, we've had a pretty effective way of obtaining information and kind of delivering it to the family and friends, and assuring them that either the person is okay, or to helping them kind of guide into how the family or friends can help that person moving forward through the authorities.
That's another episode of Logical, reporting a missing person in Dubai. Thanks for listening and or watching if you're with us on YouTube. Thanks as always as well to our legal expert, managing partner here at Yamalova & Plethka, Ludmila Yamalova. Thank you very much.
Tim, thank you so much to you. Always a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Reach out to us at LY Law on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn. All the podcasts are free at lylawyers.com to stay informed and empowered and to get a legal question answered either by a qualified UAE experienced legal professional or in an episode of Logical. Click on contact at lylawyers.com.